This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Finally back live. I told the program director at GCN that I would be doing this show live if I had to do it on a collect call from a men's jail cell. Such junk getting in my way during the day. Anyway, hi. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. This coming Mother's Day, if you wish to give your mom the gift of ammunition on orders of $299 or over, which would be a very heavy shipping fee, they're going to do free shipping and a limited time offer. And that's before shipping and taxes cannot be applied to previous orders. So that's the limited part of it. But if mom needs some ammo, make yours ammunitiondepot.com. Okay, I'm working on getting some people here from the principals involving this, and this is this whole minutia concerning Springfield and Rock River Arms. See, Truth About Guns is pushing this. They're still pushing it. They're still pushing it. And it's amazing how many different ways you can spin it, but they're still pushing it. Now, this is all concerning something called Senate Bill 1657 coming out of Illinois. It's a gun dealer. It's called the Gun Dealer Licensing Act. It passed last week in the Illinois Senate, and it created a gun dealer licensing scheme designed to drive the small gun dealer and collector out of business, and which would make it legally impossible for private citizens to liquidate their gun collections, as it limits them selling 9 guns a year without an FFL, but the federal government won't issue an FFL to someone for the sole purpose of liquidating a gun collection. This is an Illinois legislative piece, and the immediate thing here should be to stop this in the Illinois House, where 51 Republicans and 67 Democrats and the 118-seat deliberative body will decide whether the act passes or fails. Now, it would not hurt to lobby the Republican Governor Bruce Ranauer. He can veto the anti-gun bill if it passes the House and comes to his desk. But it must be stopped, and for it to be stopped, we got to put aside a few things. First thing we have to put aside is all of this hysteria that I see coming around out of the Second Amendment people. This is indeed, in any other way of putting it, it is a witch hunt being conducted against two companies behind a 527 lobbying organization that dropped the ball and allowed SB 1657 to pass in the Senate. In the strictest sense of terms, when you're dealing with a lobbyist who is a general lobbyist, and he gets out there and he is lobbying on behalf of this entity or that entity or these entities, and then he gets out there and he makes something to where those entities are protected from it, the lobbyist has succeeded, strictly speaking. His fiduciary responsibility is to protect the companies that hire him. He did this. However, the metric behind it, the optic behind it, rather, is very, very bad and very, very skewed. And, of course, when somebody wants to get out there and spin it a certain way, well, then the witch hunt. First of all, we've got the gasoline on the wood now, don't we? Let's talk about the witch hunting mob, shall we? And those that are whipping it into being based on what are at best a lot of half-truths. Some assertions that are completely unsupported by any facts. The most disgusting reality in the Second Amendment community is that so many people on the fringes of it are willing and sometimes flat out eager to go on these witch hunts after reading single source sensationalist stories. For the stories that come out against it, that call for, you know, Bob Owens is out there calling for, let's talk about this. All these other people are calling, let's talk about this. And all of these people are being hung out to dry because they're not feeding the mob. These people that get into this mob, they're amusingly incapable of any sort of critical thought, introspection. And they can't see when they're screaming treason and they're demanding boycotts against the targets of poorly written articles of a questionable veracity. That shows that they're cut from the same bolt of hysterical cloth as the gun control supporting progressives they claim to despise. All of this started because of Truth About Guns. They wrote something. They decided they were going to burn Springfield Armory and Rock River Arms. I don't know why those two. The other thing is apparently Truth About Guns, which I know Truth About Guns. It's almost like their understanding of how practical politics works has escaped them. So, first things in Illinois, nobody's even asking, why did this get brought up at all? Who do we blame for this being brought up? Well, the legislature brought it up. That got voted in by the people of Illinois. Depending on where you are in the country, the majority of politicians in a given state may be more gun-friendly, or they may be more anti-gun, based upon the culture of electorate that put him in office. In Illinois, which is dominated by the Democrat political machine in Chicago, the majority of politicians tend to be anti-gun Democrats. So where it originated from is from there. Here's another thing to ask. What would these two companies, what could they possibly have done to stop it? What did the carve-out do to make it easier? Well, quite honestly, it did nothing to make it easier. It made it easy to go after these two companies. That's all it did. The legislative bill was going to move through anyway because it's in Illinois. Large companies, believe it or not, folks, large companies pay political donations to both sides because they're companies. They're not political people. They're not partisan. They are capitalists. So they pay the Democrats and they pay the Republicans. They donate to both sides. Yes, they do. And when you look at one and you see, well, he's paid to Democrats. Well, did he pay to any Republicans or only to Democrats or only to anti-gun Democrats? See, that's the part that's missing. Trump used to give donations to both sides because he had to work with whichever side won. See what I'm saying? And when you're in business, your whole business is to stay in business. So, to me, this is all an attempt, and I can't prove this, but looking at what has happened with USCCA and Second Call Defense and the NRA with their carry guard, which that was a big buzz when the show started. And now all of this is what's dominating. You don't see anything out there about USCCA, Second Call Defense, and NRA carry guard now. I wonder if this wasn't a production. If this wasn't something, that was put in place to distract us from what was really happening out there. Time will tell. When we get back, we're going to look at where we live today. It's a little depressing. even though we've won. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry, copying no one and with value exceeding everyone. Their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Ah, yes. Nothing like a Mother's Day bargain, is there? Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. Arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Where for Mother's Day, shipping on orders of $299 or over, which will be a big savings, is going to be free. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. You're on your way to work. You flip the dial around, and NPR is airing a story about a transgender four-year-old. The S&P 500 hits a new high, but your coworkers' adult children live with them. Your social media feed reveals a nonstop war of words over any issue. Not a soul in D.C. seems to want to fix anything. Berkeley streets currently look like a deleted scene from a Mad Max film. Every time we go to bed, we know we're going to wake up to more of the same, because it's morning in Wimerica. We're currently living in a degenerate age where that's sold as a moment of progress, you know. Every boundary is pushed. Divorce, illegitimacy, gay marriage, transgender, soon to be followed by polygamy, bestiality, etc. This is not progress. This is change. This is not new, only new on our shores. We live in the United States of Y-America. Germans of the Weimar Republic did this all with cruder technology. Gay bars were in bigger German cities. Marlene Dietrich stole her gender-bending style from a short lesbian radio personality. Germany was full of burlesque parlors, tawdry films, and had a spectacular variety of prostitutes. You could call them and they would come and see you. They had plenty of men in wigs dancing in nightclubs. How did we get here? How did Weimar get there? Weimar had a surplus of women by the millions and hyperinflation combined with mass unemployment. The economic problems were an ever-present, lingering concern. Sell yourself to eat, you know. The gender imbalance was caused by millions of dead and maimed men from the Great War. A surplus of women will lower their price. Think a minute about family formation, for example. Some sexual marketplace observers focus on the media's framing of marriage and marriageable partners. When the media deems large swaths of men unworthy, they're basically removing them from the dating pool. A gender imbalance ensues, creating a need for women to compete sexually for men. Combining this with third wave feminism, sex positivism, we get the debauchery of modern dating. Weimar Germany had sexologists pushing for transgender rights nearly a century before America had sex advocates going to U.S. campuses repeating the Weimar lines. This is not new. Women are incredibly important beyond the sexual realm. Females were new voters in Weimar Germany. Outnumbering male voters by 1 million, they swung elections in Weimar Germany's pell-mell parliamentary system. Since 1980, women have been a bigger voting bloc than men in America. Our media pushes free birth control and gay rights as the most important issues right now. Hollywood productions work to nudge voting in the right direction. We saw this in Weimar nearly 100 years ago. The film Sung Die Mutter portrayed the old order's abortion and illegitimacy policies negatively. That's akin to every Hollywood movie portraying the 1950s as a stifling patriarchy. The 1926 film Women's Crusade cast a heartthrob as an abortion doctor and stressed the need for abortion reform. That film was heavy-handed with every example of a sympathetic abortion seeker, similar to Hollywood's portrayal of homosexuals during the gay marriage push. This media molding did have an effect on Weimar Germany, as it does here now. Abortion reform did pass. The decriminalization of prostitution followed in 1927 with the breakup of state brothels.
Hyperinflation was early in the Weimar Republic and solved by the end of 1923. Hyperinflation was a boon to debtors as all debts were inflated away. Large corporations that earned foreign currency fared much better than their smaller producers. Sort of like the U.S. based multinationals of today. Lower wage earners saw increases through union negotiating power versus salaried employees. Salaried employees could also not qualify for Weimar's new social welfare programs. Their middle class saw their savings wiped away in the inflation, while lower class Germans had no savings to lose. It was all about squeezing the middle class, and it would not be hard to recreate today. Erosion of family life was similar as well. Early in 1922, Germany's youth welfare law expanded social safety net programs for illegitimate children. They socialized the cost while subsidizing the behavior. Those policies point to a problem economic decline plus welfare create. Class conflict where the upper end and the lower end were helped to the detriment to the middle. Now, you've heard that here in middle America, right? Hillary Clinton made explicit in her campaign that Wall Street underclass alliance. It's better now to have a child out of wedlock to collect government benefits rather than do the traditional thing and have a child within a marriage. The incentives do matter, and these programs will anger the group that feels they're doing the right thing, but the wrong thing is rewarded. The media itself is to the far left of us, as it was in Germany at the time. They were similarly reluctant to admit their control of the social and cultural atmosphere. The publishing house Mawson Ulstein sold 50% of all papers. The publishing house proudly supported liberal policies as the German people rejected them right up to Hitler's electoral victories. The Berlin papers were shouting the same progressive line. The entire intellectual elite of Weimar Germany was said to live in a bubble, separated from the common man. What does that sound like? The Beltway, yeah. This is where they live. This is what we are. Sounds remarkably the same, doesn't it? Remember what happened when Weimar crashed? Who came into power? Now, for those of you on the left, that does not equate to today. Today is, you're trying to drive us to Weimar right now. Unfortunately, we see it. We see it for what it is. And you know what? We're going to fight you the whole way. The whole way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I was working on the bike today, about to get out there and go a little harder. I have a few goals to reach. All of it having to do with gun manipulation, of course. That's my thing. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I did a very interesting experiment this weekend. Now, I have said time and time again that I carried a 1911 longer than any other gun I've ever carried. Now, when I sit back and think about it for a minute... That's not true anymore. It used to be true. I have been, I've had a permit for going on 7 years now. And in that time, most of the time, I have either carried a Glock 17 or a Glock 19. Most of the time, it has been a Glock. A few times here and there, it will be a SIG, or it'll be a this, or it'll be a that, or it'll be a Nighthawk, or something like that. But my claim is actually erroneous. I realize that. The other thing I realized is that with Nighthawk Custom, this is indeed a rare beast, not because of the price point or the fact that you don't see them that much, just simply because of what goes into building one. These things start out as big chunks of steel, and they CNC them down to a certain size, and then they start working it by hand down to a certain size. And I mean, when one slide, when one of the rails on the slide has to be worked in order to get that slide to move on there freely, the entire rail has to be worked, and that's all done by hand with a file. I mean, it's to sit there and look at what actually goes into one of the guns is awe-inspiring. I know what goes into those guns. I had long conversations with Mark Stone. I had long conversations with a couple of other people from Nighthawk. I realize, and when you look at their lineup, see, the thing about their lineup, those aren't race guns. They're not pretty guns. These are all guns that are meant to work. This is not a, you know, if these were dogs, these would not be show dogs. These would be working dogs. These would be dogs that were sniffing out bombs or, you know, working and finding people or something like that. This is not something that's out there for looks. I know this. So this past weekend, I decided to start this little odyssey that I'm taking all of you on. Here's the odyssey. In a lot of ways, with the exception of certain losses of flexibility and stamina and my knees are shot and some other things, in a lot of ways, I manipulate a weapon better today than I did when I was, you know, in my 20s in the military back in the 80s. So, knowing that, I have decided to take my education of a handgun to carry and bring this Nighthawk to the same level I am with a Glock. Or with a SIG P320, if you will. With one of the plastic guns. Shooting an all-steel gun feels differently. For those of you who have gotten away from that, I got away from that. I mean, with a polymer gun, there's going to be a certain degree of flex happening when you pull the trigger. Especially with the bigger calibers like .45, which .45 with a steel gun is a thud. It's not a hard thud, mind you. It's not a punishing thud, but it is a straight back thud. Okay? If you want to know what the sensation is like in one word, if you've never fired one of these things. So, when I'm manipulating this gun and everything, see, I know I'm not up to full speed with this. I shot video of me shooting this past weekend. JT and I took it out, and I did shoot it, and I'm going to put it up on YouTube and everything else. I am nowhere near as fast as I'm going to get with this thing, though. I get this sense about this gun that it can be run practically in a blur. And that comes from that hand fit. But I mean, the gun itself, the reason I've decided to run this is because this gun, it's a Nighthawk Custom Falcon, and it is a standard model they make. But each one of these Nighthawk Custom Falcons is a little bit different from the other because they're handmade. Yes, the big pieces are cut out with a CNC machine, no doubt about it. Yes, it has match-grade barrels and everything fitted into it and everything else. Beyond that, the way it's actually put together and assembled once it's gone through the CNC process is very individualistic. So I have this one-of-a-kind gun where every smooth surface, every rounded corner means that this one guy who built this gun, who I don't know who he is, he rounded that corner. He made that smoother. I'm running a one-of-a-kind, unique pistol on this planet, and I get a chance to run it and try to run it as a combat gun. Do I miss the high capacity? Of course, I have to reload half as often, you know, twice as often as I do with one of the polymer guns, no doubt about it. But then, there's a couple of things that happen, like, when JT makes that call of gun, and we actually were doing some barricade shooting and some, you know, improvised through the window shooting and cutting the pie, as JT was saying. When I was doing that and I was pushing that thing up there and I was pushing it out as fast as I could and trying to acquire that target, and I was hitting it right in the head, right in the representation of the head. I was, you know, this is not a gun I'm that familiar with. I love shooting it and everything else, but normally that kind of shooting is something that I'm going to do with probably my agency Glock 17. Not with a gun that's my third trip out on the range. And I was doing it. And that is a testimony to the fact that this gun was put together to be something different, to be something special. And it's put together to be a working handgun, a fighting handgun. There are plenty of people that would get out there and say, well, you know, Bill, if you shoot somebody with that, they'll take that for evidence. That's why I have second call defense. They're going to get my gun back. But at the same time, one thing I'll say about carrying a gun like that is that it is, my life is depending on it if I have to pull it. Nobody gets to see it. I don't get to show it around and go, hey, look, I got a Nighthawk because I've got it concealed. I'm in South Carolina. We can't show guns off. So it's a whole different thing. But I'm pursuing it because this is the most lethal piece of art I've ever held in my hands. It is, I regard Agency Arms as an artist company as well, where they take, you know, they take the Glock where it should be. These guys are manufacturing something from scratch and turning it into something extraordinary. And this is the odyssey I am on. I'm going to get good with the Nighthawk Custom Falcon. I have all the other Nighthawks out there. I have no desire to try any other ones until I get this one and I master it. When that comes, then maybe I will look at some others. I do not know. But until that moment, I'm going to be working with this gun a lot. I think it'll be a worthwhile endeavor simply because, well, you know, the 1911 has been around since 1911. There's got to be a reason it's one of the most enduring gun designs out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have I got a week lined up for you? Provided, of course, none of this other minutia gets in my way. I can't stand the minutia. In fact, I despise the minutia. Indeed. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Good news. We know now how to get rid of the majority of murder here in the United States today. There's a new report from the Crime Prevention Research Center. See, murders are actually very concentrated in the U.S. And when you look at the county level data from 2014, John Lott figured out that a very small fraction of all counties are responsible for the majority of all murders in the United States. To be clear, 2% of all the counties in the country account for 51% of the nation's murders. I have a solution for both of those in just a second. The top 5% of counties account for 68% of all murders. 69% of all counties experienced one murder or less in 2014. Murder is not very far spread. In fact, it's actually quite localized. My solution, of course, is to drop a MOAB on these counties. I'm only half kidding. First of all, let's take into account some of the things that play into this. You can expect that counties with a larger population is going to necessarily account for more murders. But when you look at the report details, the most dangerous counties account for an outsized proportion of murders given their population. The report noted that the worst 1% of counties have 19% of the population and 37% of the murders. The worst 5% of counties contain 47% of the population and account for 68% of murders. They also found that the murders are often highly concentrated within a given county, citing L.A. County, which experienced 526 murders in 2014. They showed that there were no, you know, very wide swaths of the county with virtually no murders in them. L.A. County is pretty big after all. Their data dovetails with other research on the concentration of criminal violence. In recent years, researchers from Yale University have studied the concentration of violence in certain social networks. In a 2015 piece from the Hartford Courant that succinctly outlines some of the research, Yale PhD candidate Michael Sierra Arevalo explained that Yale University sociologists determined that 70% of all shootings in Chicago can be located in a social network composed of less than 6% of the city's population. They could do it with Facebook. Instagram. He also cited a study from researchers at Harvard and Yale that examined violence perpetrated with guns in Boston. That showed that violence is heavily concentrated, even within a given city, determined that between 1980 and 2009, 89% of Boston streets never experienced an episode of gun violence, and that more than half of all the gun violence during the city's 30-year period occurred in only 5% of the city's streets. Bad neighborhoods. So it becomes a given that criminal violence is highly concentrated. Then you have these efforts to tackle this discrete problem. And that's what it is. It is a very discrete problem. You tackle it with ham-handed restrictions on the conduct of the public at large. And that's very inappropriate. So rather than burden the law-abiding federal, state, and local officials, should then target known areas of violence and then really enforce the existing state and federal law. That's very important to understand. Enforcing state and federal law. In Chicago, we talked about this little girl who just got off. She was found guilty of four felonies having to do with straw purchasing. She's going to get 15 days work release. And I don't remember how much time in probation. And she's a straw purchaser. She was arming gang members. You know, Fast and Furious was using these guys too. So, let me say that again, though, just so we know this. 68% of all murders happen in 5% of the counties of the United States. And those counties contain nearly half of the population of the United States. 5% of the counties contains 47% of the population, but accounts for 68% of murders. These are all large metropolitan areas. These large cities fall within these counties without a doubt. I don't think we would find anybody rural. But knowing that, I mean, 30% of the murders are taking place in 1% of the counties. Doesn't that make you wonder, when you sit back and think about this, when you think, 5% of the counties account for 68% of the murders, and yet we have mayors for illegal guns. We have the moms demanding attention. We have the Brady campaign, or the Brady Bunch, or whatever you want to call them. Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, Violence Policy Center, all demanding nationwide disarmament, when only 5% of the counties account for nearly 70% of the murders. Do you see what I'm trying to put here, the way I'm trying to put this? And the best way to think of this is as a discrete problem, a not very widespread problem. That means most of America is fun and law-abiding, when you think about it. That means 95% of the counties accounted for the other 32% of murders, 95% of them. That means that 53% of the population accounted for 32% of the murders. Do you see the difference? Are you taking all this, drinking this in? Because every time one of these yahoos sits up, whether they're in Illinois trying to, you know, and we got all these other guys writing about gun companies, which that's a straw man. That's not even a real argument. Getting out there and let's say they did it all. Let's say, yeah, they were, let's say that the people of Rock River and Springfield Armory got together in a smoke-filled room and said, we're going to sell the gun owners of Illinois right down the river. We're going to make it so hard for them to buy a gun or sell a gun, it's going to be impossible. I don't know who we're going to sell guns to or who's going to buy them. They'll find out about it. We'll be ruined. Let's say they did all of that. What difference would that have made? They didn't propose the bill. They didn't vote for the bill. The people of the duly elected Illinois population, the legislature did that. By proxy, of course, for the people they represent. That's the part I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't get this preoccupation with this. But that means even if they do that, let's say they do that, it's not going to have one iota, it's not going to change one thing. Not one thing. Because most of the violence in Chicago is happening in 6%. It's being caused by 6% of the population of Chicago. And they know this by looking at Facebook. Which my next question is, if we know this, if we know where these counties are, if we know with social media where these pockets of lawlessness are, why aren't we going after those pockets of lawlessness? Why aren't we doing some really serious aggressive policing? And why are we passing gun law at all? Why are we considering gun law at all? Makes me scratch my bald head. Coming up next, the guys from Arborless Quarrel are back, Stephen and Roger, they'll be joining me. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.